love Recharged Radio,
but you're too busy gigging and partying to hear it in the evenings,
then you probably aren't listening to this.
But hopefully some kind friend of yours is.
And they can tell you about the Recharged Radio
podcast. Simply go to rechargeradio.com
and follow the simple instructions.
Even I can understand them.
Because music needs to be driven.
Not controlled!
The Recharged Radio podcast. Tell your friends.
Some fantastic new music from the Britannicas. And right now on the line from Chicago and also from Perth, Western Australia, I've got two of the three men of the Britannicas. I've got Herb in Chicago and I've got Joe in Perth. Guys, how you doing tonight?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So let's do this right. Good evening, Herb, and good morning, Joe. What time is it, respectively, gentlemen?
It's 6:30 p.m. here.
It's 7:35 a.m. on Sunday morning here in Perth, Western Australia, Mike.
See, it's hard to wrap my head around that. I mean, it's a big planet made much smaller by the technology we've got, of course, but it's pretty amazing that it's like tomorrow and 15 hours later, which, you know, it's really interesting to me. How did you guys meet up? You are truly world music. I mean, people usually refer to world music as something else, but you guys are in three countries, so do tell.
Joe, you want to tell that story?
You want to give a more honest version, Herb? Maybe you should give that story.
Well, what happened was International Pop Overthrow, David Bash's music festival.
Yes.
The inaugural festival was in 1998 in Los Angeles, and I was at the time in Nerd Twins with Jeff Murphy from Shoes.
Oh, I love Shoes, yes.
And the festival was like 10 days. David asked us to headline the opening night. So we went out there and played and met this crazy Australian guy and a couple of crazy Swedish guys in the crowd. And Joe was there, and we ended up on the roof of a Holiday Inn down in Sunset and Vine that night at about 2 in the morning, 20 guitars, all out of tune. Everybody singing Brown Eyed Girls with big cigars and big beers, and it was a blast. That's how we met.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so now I have the answer to one of my next questions, which was going to be, have you guys ever played together in person? So, definitive yes.
No.
Well, no, we haven't. And in fact, I can't recall if we saw each other at the. Were you at the following IPO?
You and I played the same night on the same stage, Joe.
That's right.
So that was the night you broke three strings. I was very impressed.
Nice.
That we actually haven't seen one another since 1999.
And, right.
There's never been an occasion where all three of us have been in the same room ever since.
Wow. See, that is so interesting to me. I mean, you're not only a little bit far away from each other. I mean, you're like, there's like eight time zones separating each of you guys, more or less. How do you guys do your collaborations?
Well, the reality of multi-track recording is that in most home studios, you would only record one track at a time, which is not crazy if you're a musician. So I guess we do that in our own time. The only difficulties with the Britannicas is the time zones, but Herb certainly is acutely aware of when I'm awake and when I'm supposed to be asleep.
Supposed to be.
So we, surprisingly enough, do spend a lot of waking time together, but the most difficult thing about the Britannicas, really more than any technical obstacle, is the fact that I speak proper English and Herb speaks American English. Misunderstanding.
Australianese.
There you go. Well, you know, I am having trouble understanding your proper English. I'm more used to the bastardized version we speak over here. And of course, we have the California variants, which means you have to punctuate every sentence with dude.
Dude.
Oh, that's amazing, though. So really, when you guys met, this collaboration would technically not have been that easy to do because we didn't have the high-speed internet that we have today.
Right. There was no way we could have done it when we met.
And...
No, we didn't. It started about that time. In fact, Herb and I have a mutual friend, Stefan Johansson, who plays drums on one of the tracks that we might play later. And initially, we did start sending MP3s via dial-up, and that was indeed a painful exercise. But certainly in the last 5 years, with increases in broadband speed, the story I always tell about the Britannicas is that I can go to bed late in the evening, send Herb and Magnus a backing track, and when I wake up in the morning, there waiting for me is bass and six tracks of backing vocals. Absolutely amazing, and it's such a great way to start the day.
That's even better than some local bands have. I guess that distance does work to your advantage at times.
Well, you know, what's happened a few times is when we work on a song, Joel will send that backing track, I'll start working on it, Magnus will start working on it. We'll almost, there's a 24-hour period where one of the three of us are working on that song all the time.
That's pretty nice. Okay, so that works pretty well. I get that now.
Recharged Radio.
And so let me ask you this at this point. Who plays what and who's got what responsibilities in the band?
Well, Joe's the designated god.
There you go.
Self-appointed, right. Yeah, we tried to vote him out, but God ruled.
nice.
Joe is the drummer, keyboard player. He plays a little guitar. I'm kind of assigned bass. I play a little guitar. We get some mandolin and some clarinet in there, and Magnus is the guitar player.
That works pretty well. And then, Joe, I understand you are the producer. Is that right?
Well, producer to the extent that I've got to try, and I'm the one that does all the mixing and pulls it all together. Unfortunately, whilst the technology is there, well, we do have the technology, unless we're all working with the same recording format, we can't flick the mix from one another. I certainly take instructions and feedback from Herb and Magnus, but I guess I'm in control of the end product. But just touching on what Herb said earlier, what is amazing when we're all working individually and not really aware of what the other may be doing is how well we synchronize together. And as Herb said to me the other day, he was amazed what I was playing on 12-string guitar was perfectly complemented what he was doing on bass for the song Summer. So that always amazes me because...
Totally unrehearsed. It was a cosmic thing. It just happened.
Wow.
So that's always amazing how we just always end up being in sync somehow. And I guess it's probably... common love for certain influences and a certain style of music. And can I say another thing about the Britannicas, which is great, is that it's completely interchangeable. If Herb decides he wants to play guitar on a track, he can. There's been a couple of instances where I decided Herb's voice was better suited to one of my own songs. That was one of the tracks from our debut album, Blue Sky Grey. So... given that we are a recording entity, it's totally interchangeable and fluid as to who does what on any particular record. And I guess this is where we all take great influence from the Beatles, who did that in their later period, that they basically did whatever they felt like doing in the studio. And that, to me, is quite exciting and very liberating.
That is exciting and liberating. You know, three talented guys who get along rather well. That's a good thing. Can I assume the Beatles would be amongst your greatest influences, both of you guys?
Oh, yeah.
They're probably a benchmark for anyone, even if you're not totally into 60s pop. But they're obviously pioneers in terms of what they started off doing in 62 and where they ended in 1970. It was really the golden age of pop rock. So I don't know if there's that many musicians out there that wouldn't cite them as a really pivotal influence.
And could you imagine what the Beatles would be like if they had today's technology? I mean, they did all that manually with splicing tape and no internet. It's amazing, no computers.
Well, it is amazing, but then you wonder, what would they be doing? Maybe they would turn their back on it. People say the same things about Brian Wilson. If he only had Pro Tools, it's an interesting thing to contemplate. But, we're all doing things that go with the era and the technology that's available to us, I guess.
That's true. And for me as a radio DJ, well, I just like the fact there's so many great indie bands out there like yourselves doing it, because to me, I don't listen to much commercial music anymore. I listen to... you know, the Britannicas and bands like you guys. You guys make the exciting stuff because it's more of a do-it-yourselfers world now out there, isn't it?
It certainly is. Herb, I'm hogging up the phone call here.
No, I'm listening. I haven't heard you talk in a year, Joe. Go.
it's exactly the same for me. The commercial radio in every part of the world is so formatted and so identical. I think it's woefully depressing that the top 40 is almost identical in every country at any particular time. So same for me. I just listen to music that's made earnestly by a lot of my buddies and a lot of people that I don't know, which I think is as good as anything else that's out there at the moment.
So true. So today is the release date of the three-sided single. Guys, what's the motivation there? And of course, where the title come from? That's a really cool title.
Well, the title came a little bit from just the fact that all three of us wanted to do a song. So there was three writers. As far as why we really wanted to do it, we were anxious to get recording again once we finished our album. But it was kind of Joe's intention, and it was a cool idea to give this as a gift to the people that really came out and bought our album, and if it supported us, radio people, the fans, there's a lot of great people out there that have really been behind us, and to encourage and maybe give a little sample listen of what we're doing to people that aren't aware of it, and us, and maybe encourage them to go out and buy the album.
Yeah, that sounds really good, and we'll definitely talk about the album as well, but right now, why don't we take a break and play one of the new songs that just came out today. Why don't we hear I Work at the Post Office? I've got Herb and Joe from the Britannicas on the line right now. We're going to hear their song, I Work at the Post Office.
Music needs to be driven, not controlled. Recharged Radio.
To the half of toast. dream. On the way to the bus.
Britannica's making the post office sound more fun than it ever could be in real life. I've got Joe and Herb on the line from the Britannica's. So guys, this music came out today or maybe yesterday in Australia. How do my listeners get a copy of the three-side single?
Probably the easiest way is to go to the Britannica's Facebook fan page, and we've got links scattered all over the place. Otherwise, the songs have been hosted on my own Bandcamp website. So if someone wants to Google Bandcamp with my own name, Joe Algieri, I'm sure they'll quickly come up with some links. And there is one main page where you can download a zip folder for all three tracks in one hit, which is very convenient. Or you can go into the individual pages for the songs and download them one at a time. So I'm sure it'll be quite easy for someone to find it.
And there's absolutely no excuse not to do this, because you're charging the amazing price of free for this. And that's just a huge gesture in this day and age. And I know it's hard because bands aren't really making tons of money. So it's really gracious of you guys to do that.
No, exactly. As Herb said earlier, Mike, we made a conscious decision. I actually put a note on our Facebook page last night. I've got a little bit of a dilemma with giving away music for free, because it certainly doesn't help our colleagues, and it certainly doesn't help the industry when people have an expectation that all music should be free if it only involves a couple of clicks in terms of downloading it. But I think we've made it really clear in this instance that don't expect all Britannica's music to be for free hereafter. It's really primarily a thank you gift for all our fans.
And we'll call it an advance thank you for those who haven't gotten the first album. Tell me a little bit about the first album.
Well, it took us about a year to record the very first song. That we actually did together was a song that Joe had started and asked me to get involved in, and it's amazing. It was the very first song, Blue Sky Gray.
Blue Sky Gray.
And when it came out and it was finished, we were just like, whoa. And we did a second song. And I think after the second song, we really realized we had a sound. And when we were recording, and it took about a year, it was fun. If Joe, if he was monkey in the barrel and it was his song we were working on, I could tell Magnus was scrambling and I was scrambling. It got very competitive. I wanted to get my song ready for my slot, because if my song wasn't ready, Joe was going to slide in there with a second or a third song.
Uh-huh.
So it was a year of very competitive, intense. I mean, I was up at 4 in the morning every day, because 4 in the morning was 5 in the afternoon Joe's time, and he was getting home from work, so I could get his attention right away. I lost him for about an hour when he'd have dinner, and he'd come back, and we'd work until 10 or 11 at night, and it was great.
A little bit of creative tension really made it an exciting album. I love the album. Very good songs, just crackling right out of your radio speakers. So kudos to you guys. And I'll stress to the listeners, this three-sided single that's coming out today, that's your teaser. Then go ahead and buy the Britannica's album. It's just great power pop music.
Well, thanks, Mike. We're really excited about it. And it's done really well. We've got a marketing company in Sweden that's really pushed it through radio all through Scandinavia, Germany, Spain. We're doing really well in Europe, and we're excited about it. It's going
good.
Well.
That's really exciting stuff. And it's on Cool Cat Music out of New Jersey, it looks like.
Yep.
Okay, good stuff. I see a lot of other albums I like on that label as well.
And just so you know, you can get it at Cool Cat. You can also get that at CD Baby, and everything is on Apple iTunes as well.
Okay, good. So really no excuse not to have this one.
Right.
Awesome, awesome. Got to ask you the big, big question before we sign off, because we want to leave time to play that last single off the three-side single. But the big question is, what's the likelihood of you guys getting together and playing together somewhere all in one place? I know that's a big logistical issue, but what's it look like for that?
Well, we've been talking about it for some time, Mike. Obviously, it goes without saying that it's a tough call for at least two of us to travel to the other side of the world, or at least far from home. But yeah, we've been talking about it for a long time, and it's I would certainly like to consummate the band.
Yes,
I think it will happen. We've just got to find the occasion, the festival, or organize a short tour. I'm slightly nervous in that I've traditionally been a guitar player and vocalist, and I've had the luxury of playing all these other instruments on this record, which I wouldn't have a clue as to how it would play them live, and there would be this long and arduous process of having to relearn the songs that that I performed on originally. But it would be fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to the day. Who knows, it might be later this year, might be next year, but it's certainly something we're talking about.
That would be exciting for all of us music fans. You guys are just really great. I so enjoyed chatting with you. I can't believe our time is coming to a close, but you guys are the long-distance relationship that actually works. Love hearing about this. So Herb Eimerman and Joe Algieri, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the radio.
Thanks for having us, Mike. Thanks for all the support. We really do appreciate that big time.
Oh, my pleasure. And Joe, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
My pleasure. And Herb, as you always used to like to say, lots of loud to you.
Lots of loud. Love you, Joe.
All right, so we're gonna sign off with the Britannica's. We're gonna hear "Talking About Summer," which is available on the three-sided single. The Britannica's "Talking About Summer" here on the radio.
This is Recharged Radio.
I see a ship coming round the bend, and wind curls water like it's heaven sent. Shouldn't we be talking about this? Sun shines bright and the kids get noisy. The world seems better when beer starts flowing. Should have been talking about this. I know winter was long and cold. Shouldn't we aim for summer? Trousers burning, I'm fearless, dive into an ocean that learning.
don't warn me about this. Hot air, cold water, someone to love. All we know is that nothing lasts forever. Shouldn't we keep quiet about it?
Records, right? Stuff that'll look good in your collection in 30 years' time, not a whole bunch of disposable ones and zeros. You need Engineer Records. A truly independent pop, punk, and emo label who put their bands first. We've got CDs and vinyl, and with many at $4.99 or less, get your hands on them before the rest do. Visit EngineerRecords.com now. EngineerRecords.com. The true alternative.
Who, when, and where? Tourdates.co.uk, the most comprehensive gig listing you'll ever need. Plus thousands of free downloads from the hottest unsigned bands around and our original unsigned chart. Tourdates.co.uk, where music is unleashed.
This is Recharged Radio.
Don't forget, Recharged Radio is now on air from 7 p.m. every evening. To find out full listings, check out the calendar over at rechargedradio.com. And with podcasts and repeats, your chance of missing your favourite shows are slim.
Recharged Radio.
Music needs to be driven, not controlled.
You, on the sofa.
I can see you.
Yes. I know it's cold, but you said you'd go to that gig, didn't you? There's no excuse. Come on! Come on! Still not convinced? Well, okay. We'll let you off if you go and download a podcast. Go on!
The Recharged Radio Podcast. Tell your friends.
Right now. Don't make me come over there.
This is Recharged Radio.